This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure to welcome you to another episode, the third one in our course, Spiritual Ascend, the maqamat or the stations on the path to ihsan, the spiritual excellence. And today, inshallah, we will cover the maqamat of shukr and sabr. Let me start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. Wa ahlu luqdata min lisani yafqahu qawli. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us in this endeavor. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima 'allamtana wa zidna 'ilma. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this session, the third session on the maqamat or the spiritual ascent, stages on the path to ihsan or spiritual excellence. You may call it also authentic tasawwuf, genuine spirituality. Before I begin, I would urge myself and everyone listening to me to continue to pray for our brothers and sisters in Gaza, Palestine, and every part of the world where they were, wherever they are oppressed and persecuted. Let us pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring them relief. May Allah give them victory over the oppressors and persecutors. And may Allah grant them honor and dignity and freedom to practice their faith and exercise their rights as human beings, as endowed, as given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to each and every human being. وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. We have indeed honored the children of Adam. So nobody has the right to persecute or oppress another human being. Now coming to today's session, we are dealing with two important stages on the path towards ihsan, towards excellence, practicing ihsan in spirituality. These are shukr, gratitude and thankfulness, and the other is sabr, patience, self-restraint. So these are milestones on the journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will focus on shukr and sabr, which are essential traits that everyone should possess in order to grow spiritually and come closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, let us begin with defining the shukr. You know, what is the linguistic meaning and what is the definition and the spiritual significance? Then we will continue to explore this further. Linguistic meaning of shukr, this is root meaning we are talking about. Recognizing Allah's blessings. By expressing thanks to Allah verbally and also cherishing that gratitude within our heart and manifesting this gratitude through actions that manifest, that demonstrate our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. what is the spiritual meaning of it? It's using Allah's blessings to obey Him. Allah has bestowed on us blessings. We are virtually surrounded and drowned in them. And so all of these blessings given to us, for us to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a way of using these blessings. If we abuse them, it is called zulm. But if you use them wisely, then we pass that test. When we do so, the promise of Allah is true, that He promises increase in blessings. He will bless us with the abundance of His blessings and favors. Allah says in Surah 14, verse 7, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, I will surely increase my favors upon you. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ مِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٍ. If on the other hand, you are ungrateful, remember my punishment is stern and strict. As for sabr, what is the linguistic meaning? Of course, it has the meaning of patience enduring hardships without complaint. And restraint, exercising self-control when we are faced with trials and tribulations. And the third meaning implied in this root word is holding on to beliefs during challenges. This is called steadfastness. The word shukr and its derivatives appear 75 times in the Quran. The Quran, why? Because to emphasize the important role of shukr, expressing gratitude and thankfulness, acknowledging the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So 75 times in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 152, Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. So remember me, I will remember you. In Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, as reported by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنَا مَعَ عَبْدِي حَيْثُ ذَكَرَنِي. I am with my servant whenever he remembers me. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me, I will remember you. وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Be grateful to me and do not deny me my favors. Do not remain ungrateful. Then another ayah, another surah, Surah 14, verse 77, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ الشَّدِيدِ. And another, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. In Surah 16, verse 18, if you were to sit down and count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you could never finish counting them. And yet human being is ungrateful, and Allah reminds us that He is forgiving and merciful, so He is encouraging us to seek His mercy and forgiveness for all of the ungrateful behavior and attitude that we are displaying. Another, in Surah 14, verse 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيْتَأَذَّنَ رَبَّكُمْ لَيْن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Okay, the same thing. If you remain ungrateful, then know that my punishment is severe. Now, coming to the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the mufassir of the Quran. He is the mufassir protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from errors. If you were to commit an error of judgment, Allah will surely intervene and correct him. That is not the case with anyone else, no matter how great an imam, how great a scholar he is. We are all fallible, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have been protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from making errors in matters of religion. The believer is a truly remarkable person. Rasulullah says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. Everything every aspect of his life filled with goodness. There's a special privilege granted to the believer. When good things happen, they are grateful, and the gratitude helps them. In difficult time, they patiently persevere. This perseverance also brings them benefits. Another hadith: he who does not give thanks for small things will not give thanks for large things. So we need to express gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even for the littlest things. You see, the whole human system we are breathing. How often we realize the value of breathing? We know the value when we cannot breathe. We are able to see. We only know the value of eyesight when we are this. We lose the eyesight. The same thing with hearing. The same thing with our ability to reason, to think, to recognize, to acquire knowledge. You name it, all of these little and all of them. These are not little. These are great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even little thing like the, you know, to drink, to be able to drink, enjoy a glass of water or a morsel of food. There is nothing. This is not little. This is great. How do we know that? We see, go to the nursing homes when people are struggling to lift that morsel of food. And even to when you put it for them, they are not able to swallow it. They are not able to enjoy it. The same with drink. So Allah wants us to thank Him every time they eat or drink. So when you take that sip of water or that morsel of food, Allah wants you, reminds us that we should thank Allah. And then another, the one who does not thank people has not thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even as we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should thank the benefactors. Of course, we should thank Rasulullah, the messenger of mercy, by making salawat, sending salutations of peace and blessings on him. He is the greatest benefactor to us, second only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we should also thank the scholars who teach us, the ulama, the imams, and the leaders. So anyone who has given us a favor, we ought to give them thanks. Sabr in the Quran, the word sabr and its forms appear 103 times in the Quran. Look at that. Shukr is mentioned 73 times and sabr is mentioned 103 times. Let us see a few verses. There are so many verses. Inna Allaha ma'al masabireen. Allah is indeed with those who persevere in patience. And Allah says, Allah does not burden a soul beyond what it can bear, meaning we ought to whatever difficulties, trials, and tests Allah send our way, we need to turn them into opportunities for blessings by bearing patiently, by being patient. Because in Allah ma'as-sabireen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah verse number 139, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَهَزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ اللَّعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Do not feign weakness or express grief, you will surely overcome all the obstacles and be superior if you are believers. Allah has promised to give victory to the believers. So you may ask why Muslims are in this situation. The reason is we did not follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have rebelled against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are disobeying him. We have violated the terms of the pact we made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So surely we are being punished. We are suffering because of our turning our back from the message of the Quran, the lessons of the Quran, and the message that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has put on our shoulders. The patient will be rewarded without measure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that وَلَنَ جِزِ الصَّابِرِينَ جُلَّهُ الصَّابِرِينَ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Of course, there are a number of verses like that. Another verse, endure with patience like the messengers of firm resolve. فَصْبِرْ. This is a command issue, a directed Rasulullah. And after that, to every one of us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is ordered, فَصْبِرْ. In face of all those trials and tribulations and persecutions he and his followers endured, Allah tells him, فَصْبِرْ, endure with patience. Like the messengers of كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُ الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرَّسُولِ. Another verse, Surah 12:87. Do not despair of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's only disbelievers who shall despair. In another ayah, very, very important. This is, unfortunately, there is a repetition here. Surah 32, verse 24. We chose from among them leaders for mankind. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَيِّمَّةً يَخْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. We chose from among them leaders for mankind, leading humanity by our command. When they persevered patiently, lamma sabaru wa kanu bi ayatina, firmly believed in our signs, because we should never lose hope, no matter how enormous, how massive the trials and tribulations, we should be able to see the light at the end of tunnel if we truly believe in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these verses emphasize the importance, the critical nature of shukr and sabr. Without that, we cannot build sound faith. We cannot have sound faith. And this involves acknowledging Allah's blessings and practicing patience. So it will guide the faithful, guide us all towards a balanced moral and spiritual life. Now let us visit some hadith on the traditions of the Prophet on sabr. No one is granted a gift better and more comprehensive than patience. This is the greatest gift that any servant of Allah can. Of course, sabr nisful iman. Ali ibn Abi Talib reminds us, patience is half of faith. When Allah intends good for his servant, he tests them with trials. Of course, we know that the prophets were tried the most, more than anybody else. Al-anbiya thumma al-amsar wal-amsal. And the reward for patience is nothing less than paradise. لَيْسَ لَهُ جَزَاءٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. These profound teachings emphasize the deep connection between shukr and sabr. So this should grow us. We have intended these virtues. When we develop it, we will draw closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sabr during times of hardship brings us closer. Now, let's listen to some of the stories. Of course, we don't have time to narrate them, but I'm just giving you glimpses. Quran is full of these stories, and the life of Rasulullah is full of such stories. First of all, Prophet Muhammad, you know, Quran presents his messengers, the mighty messengers and others, as exemplars, a'imma. They are leaders for humanity. We must emulate them in all of the moral and spiritual life. These are the ideal human beings. They realize the best of divine endowment, actualize the best that humanity can actualize. They are perfect human beings, insofar as human beings can be perfect. And the top of them is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at him, he demonstrated remarkable patience. When faced with trials, persecution, humiliation, people who used to call him Al-Amin, who was their trusted person, and they loved him more than anybody else. But once he started declaring his mission and preaching, they subjected him to ridicule, mockery, persecution, humiliation. They drove him out. They wanted to assassinate him. But how did he face? He faced that. He chose forgiveness over retaliation and continuously prayed for the guidance. Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Guide my people because they are doing all of this thing because they don't know. They are ignorant. And look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah had promised him to forgive all of his past and present and future sins. Of course, he is not guilty of any major sin. Talking about this major slip-ups, Allah guaranteed him forgiveness, and yet he is spending hours standing in prayer, tahajjud. His feet were swollen because of long standing. So his beloved wife Aisha radhiyallahu anha asked him, why do you torture yourself in this way? Didn't Allah forgive you everything? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam humbly remarked, should I not be a grateful servant of Allah if he has forgiven all of mine? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not deceive himself. Because Allah has promised to forgive us, he wanted to thank Allah, and that's why he is standing. Look at Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim alayhi salam, tested in so many ways. So what did he do? He endured immense trials and tests. Observe patience. So, inni ja'iluka linnasi imama. When you pass out of these tests and trials, remarkably well, Allah chose him as a leader. Inni ja'iluka linnasi imama. Look at Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam. He suffered a lot. Allah took away all of his blessings, his wife, his children, and afflicted his body with illnesses, all kinds of. He was reduced to a very, very sad state, suffering pain, afflictions, one after another. But in face of this, showed unwavering gratitude during profound suffering, always recognizing because if Allah has tested you in so many ways, still look at the blessings he has. Thank him because you are still alive, you are breathing. So this is what Ayyub alayhi salam, he endured them. And of course, ultimately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returned all of his favors. Allah rewarded him. Look at Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, thrown to that, dark well, by his own brothers. And then, of course, he sold his ass into slavery. And then 35, he's in jail for many years. After 35 years, because he endured all of this patiently, and he had that firm faith and conviction, trusted in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, eventually he triumphed. Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah bestowed on him a lot of power and blessings, but he looked at them as tests. And he said, Rabbi awzini an nashkura ni'matak allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya wa an a'mala salihan tarallah wa adkhilni bi rahmatika fi ibadika salihin. So he is pressing thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hada min fadli Rabbi. This is a test from my Lord, favor, in order to test me, ashkuru, whether I will remain grateful or not. So Sulaiman alayhi salam, he did not take his blessings lightly for granted. He knows the source of the blessings, and he looked at it as a test. Maqam of shukr in tasawuf. Now we have been visiting the sources. Now come back to the classics of Islamic spirituality. This is the method we have been following. We go through the sources and then we go to the textbooks of tasawwuf. Qushayri in his Risala defines shukr as recognizing Allah's favors and expressing gratitude. How? Cherishing gratitude in the heart, expressing this gratitude in words and through actions, and using the blessings Allah of to please Allah's mouth. In the case of Imam Ghazali, he says it's an essential to sincere worship. Worship is not sincere unless, you know, we have shukr, emphasizing obedience and constant acknowledgement, recognition of Allah's gifts to deepen our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the case of Ibn al-Qayyim, he describes shukr as a holistic practice. Of course, different ways of the same thing, involving the heart, the tongue and limbs, highlighting reflection on blessings and active charity. In the case of Maqab of Sabr, Qushayri defines sabr as enduring hardships with faith, maintaining a spiritual positive attitude. You know, it's easy for us to give in and then just say, why am I suffering? But, you know, just look at suffering positively, positive attitude. Of course, human beings, we grieve when we are faced. Yes, that's a normal, natural reaction, but we should force ourselves to look at this thing positively, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends trials and tests to help us grow spiritually and morally. And of course, we should seek Allah's help without complaining. We want to ask Allah to make it easy for us, to inspire us to be patient and reward us. And whatever He sends our way, let be purification for us. Imam Ghazali sees sabr as a moral virtue that promotes personal and spiritual growth through patience and obedience, resilience against challenges. In the case of Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, sabr is a psychological state that progresses from endurance to contentment, because we endure and then develop that contentment in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we rely and trust in the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is all-wise and all-knowing. He knows what is good for us, so He sent this test and trial not to punish us, not to destroy us, but to help us. Ghazali emphasizes shukr as a vital part of believer's spiritual life. It's an active process. Key aspects include recognition of blessings. This is one thing that we need to recognize: shukr, gratitude, importance of acknowledging and reflecting on Allah's many blessings, big and small. So as you wake up, you know, look at the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As soon as he opened his eyes, Alhamdulillah alladhi radda alayya ruhi wa afani fi jasadi wa adhina li bi dhikri. All praises to Allah who returned my soul unto my body. Imagine that if Allah decided to take your soul in your sleep, you would not wake up. So thank you, Allah, for the gift of life. Thank you, Allah, for the gift of health. And thank you, Allah, for the honor you have bestowed on me by inspiring me to remember you. So every single blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was grateful, because he was mentored by Umma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. As for the blessings of your Lord, favors of your Lord, broadcast it, mention, never forget them. Start each day by reflecting on five things you are grateful for, such as health, family, employment, food, safe home. All of us, imagine what are the blessings that you have. Just count. Practice fosters a mindset of gratitude. If we do so every single day, gratitude becomes a trait of character we have, second nature with us. So Imam Ghazali says we must express gratitude verbally also. because, you know, one thing reinforces the other. You know, the thought expressing through words and through actions, this the three-way communication. So you think good, speak good, act good, you become a good person. You think gratitude, express gratitude, and act with manifesting gratitude for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this gratitude, shukr, becomes a trait, a second nature with us. And use regularly the praises, alhamdulillah, in daily conversations. And thank Allah, you know, we heard Sahaba, I think it is Umar bin Khattab, he would ask companion, he met him, how are you? We'll say, alhamdulillah. Then he goes around the corner, meet you again, how are you? Alhamdulillah. So when asked why so many times you are asking the same question, because I want you to say, alhamdulillah, always thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something good to hear and something good for you to speak. And thank Allah in prayers and moments of joy. Ghazali says that genuine gratitude expressed through actions that reflect recognition. This involves in using talents and resources that Allah has bestowed on us, not only to benefit ourselves, but to others. We should use our ability to speak, to write, or to help people. Whatever talents Allah has given us is a test. We must use them to benefit others, to benefit society, to move the society forward and make it better and better, and also to engage in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Share a portion of any financial blessing with those in need of charity. Volunteer your time and skills to help others as a meaningful expression of shukr. Imam Ghazali connects shukr and sabr. They say they are interconnected. So gratitude should be expressed not only in times of abundance, but also during times of adversity. When facing challenges like job loss or illness, remember past blessings and maintain a positive attitude. And reflect on the lessons learned, expressing gratitude for the strength and resilience gained from those challenges. So you see how sabr and shukr go hand in hand. He cautions against ingratitude, which can cause individuals to overlook Allah's blessings and become dissatisfied, leading to loss of those blessings. To combat this, consciously focus on what you have rather than what you lack. This is the lesson from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, he was the greatest leader, the most successful leader to walk on this earth. You know, even by testimony of Michael Hart, 100 great leaders, top of the list, he places the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because with the smallest of means, the least resources, achieve what no other leader has achieved. How did he so? Of course, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he wake up, he taught us to count the blessings of Allah. Why? Because if you start your day by dwelling on what you don't have, you will not be motivated to go for things, to seek, to work hard, to earn what you don't have. But so if you dwell on your strength, it is a positive attitude you're developing. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, of course, this is an interpretation of the verse from Quran. You know, in your spousal, in your married life, when you are prompted to think about the negative aspect of your spouse, force yourself to look at the positive side. Because even as you see some weaknesses in her or in him, you will surely find positive aspects, strong points. So dwell on the strength. So this is a beautiful formula for us to start our day, and also keeping a journal of the blessings so that you are reminded to appreciate them and avoid ingratitude. Shukr should be intrinsic, involving continuous awareness. Practice mindfulness of seeing throughout the day. We stop and acknowledge even the smallest blessings, such as pleasant conversation, beautiful days, moments of peace. In summary, Ghazali emphasized that gratitude should be an active, holistic practice involving recognition of blessings, verbal expression, acts of kindness, patience in trials, and a mindset of appreciation. By integrating this into our daily life, fosters a deeper relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a more richer and fulfilling spiritual experience. In the case of Qushayri's teaching on sabr, it emphasized spiritual importance and practical role. Key points he mentions: recognize that blessings come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how do we? Example is reflect daily and attribute experiences like meals to Allah's mercy. Whereas you take that meal, you know, this is a blessing, because how many are millions there who cannot afford a meal? How many there who cannot have even a pure glass of water? And cultivating gratitude, develop an internal attitude of thankfulness. Practice mindfulness to focus on your blessings during quiet moments. Verbal acknowledgement, show gratitude by speaking it loud. Say Alhamdulillah. Gratitude action, demonstrate shukr through actions. Volunteer or donate to help others with your gratitude in heart should be grateful during tough times. Challenges are, look at them as an opportunity to grow and reframe struggles to find lessons and strength gained. You know, struggles are there for us to learn lessons from them and gain strength. Avoid ingratitude, which can be lead spiritual decline. Use a gratitude journal, of course, to look at the positive things. Gratitude, a constant practice, makes shukr a regular habit, not just a reaction to specific. So it should be a daily habit, a second nature with us. We should always appreciate and notice even the smallest of blessings. So, of course, he's highlighting importance of recognizing blessings, awareness of Allah's presence, expressing thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and taking proactive. By doing so, we deepen our appreciation for the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghazali considered sabr as essential for spiritual growth. He said, keep understanding sabr, enduring hardships and maintaining faith without complaint. Stay calm during the toughest work situations. Stay calm. Types of shukr: obedience, now patience in fulfilling religious duties. It takes patience for us to pray 5 daily prayers on time, to fast, to give zakah, to perform hajj. It takes patience to wake up early morning before sunrise, when you know the shaitan tempts you to go and continue the sweet sleep. It takes patience to resist sin, avoid temptations. When you step out, a lot of temptations surrounding you, facing you. So resist, enduring trials, persevering through challenges. Keep up daily prayers even when you are busy. Trust in Allah. True patience means to relying on Allah's wisdom and accepting His decisions. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends this test not to weaken us, not to destroy us, but it's good for us. Obstacles are learning opportunities rather than sources of stress. strength through remembrance, engage in dhikr to build patience, recite Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajoon, recognize that we are from Allah and we must return to Him. You know, so trials as tests, hardships are tests that promote growth, personal losses, chances to build character. And of course, another important point is seek support and face with trials from friends and family to strengthen patience. Surround yourself with positive, encouraging people who would strengthen you, will give you, enhance your patience and support you, empower you. But if you are with the wrong type of people, they may drag you further down so that you just become depressed and disempowered. And what happens, the net result, you destroy yourself. So these principles, through prayer, remembrance, and support groups, individuals can cultivate greater patience and grow spiritually. Kushairi's teaching is, of course, this is the same thing, but in different ways. He's saying, enduring harshness in faith without complaining. Spiritual significance, sabr reflect trust in Allah's wisdom. Patience in performing religious duties, avoiding sinful behavior, staying patient during hardships, refines character, aids spiritual progress, and prepares for higher spiritual states. So it's a guide by practicing patience in worship, resisting temptation, enduring challenges, and fostering gratitude. What are the tips he provides? Have faith in Allah's wisdom and plan during trials. Seek Allah's help, turn to prayer, make dhikr, learn from the patience of prophets, commit to worship, community support. Now let us sum up the teachings on shukr and sabr. Imam Ghazali says, acknowledge blessings, recognize gifts, start a gratitude journal, verbal expression, use words, you know, make it a habit regularly, alhamdulillah. Act positively, use blessings for good. Donate parts of your gains. Whatever blessing you have, use it to help others. Endure and stay steadfast in trials. Practice mindfulness. Be patient in obedience and during hardship. Set reminders for prayers. View patience as essential for a character development. Reflect on personal growth from challenges. Kushairi says, identify blessings as gifts from Allah. Attribute successes to Allah, not because of our intelligence, not because of effort. You know, it's, you know, Qarun, the story of Qarun is, he said, you know, it's all because I deserve it. It's from me because I am intelligent. You see it all around us. Among Muslims also, we get carried away. But spirituality is attribute success to Allah. This is what the prophets, Sulaiman, all those prophets in the Quran, they recognize that whatever they have, it's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can take these blessings away anytime. What we see around us in Los Angeles, various parts of the world, suddenly Allah sent this trial, everything is taken away, wiped out. Look at those posh areas in Los Angeles, completely reduced to ashes. These are the best, very, very rich neighborhood, completely wiped out. So attribute, these are the blessings, hadha min fadli rabbi, this is all favors from my Lord, liyabluwani, to test me whether I will thank him, whether I will be ungrateful. So reflect on blessings daily, show thanks through good deeds, engage in community service. Endurance through hardships, use affirmations to practice patience. Rabbana afri alayna sabra, you know, the prayers of the believers, Ya Allah, pour patience. Fill our hearts with patience. Allahumma alhamni sabr was-sadad fil qawli wal-amal. Ya Allah, inspire me to be patient and also to speak that which is right and good. Understand patience, various conduct, set specific goals for practicing patience. Seek help from others, share experiences. Ibn al-Qayyim step 4, of course, there's more in different way. Reflect on Allah's blessings. Begin small to grow, to strengthen that gratitude. Say Alhamdulillah regularly. Acts of worship, use your blessing to worship and serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, charity. Share your blessings through giving and good deeds. Gratitude in hardships, see trials as hidden blessings, and stay grateful. Gratitude journal. Of course, all of these scholars emphasize these kind of tips. Write down daily blessings to strengthen thoughtfulness. So the three scholars, Qushayri, Ghazali, and Ibn al-Qayyim, highlight shukr and sabr as vital for spiritual growth. By applying these lessons in our daily life and practicing them, following those tips, and also looking at the exemplary lives of the Prophet and the Prophets of Allah in the Quran, lot of lessons on shukr and sabr, we can definitely move closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to think of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the smallest blessings. To thank Allah even for the smallest blessings. Because if you look at carefully, you may think that this breathing is coming easy to you. But look. How people who cannot breathe, how they are struggling to breathe. The little thing to be able to enjoy a glass of water, you may think it's a minor blessing. You only know the value of it when you struggle. How many go to the hospital and see? You know, when you see, one of the purposes for us, the sunnah of visiting the sick is, you know, that you will know the value of health. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beautiful hadith says, you know, yaghtanim khamsan qabla khams, make use of the 5 opportunities given to you, to me, to everyone, before they are taken away from us. Shababaka qabla haramik. When you are young, this is a great opportunity to do things, lot of things. If you look at the Islamic history, it was the young people who led Islamic civilization. They mastered the sciences. They were the ones who fought and won victories in battles. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to choose young people for many, many tasks, and they accomplished them very, very successfully. So shababaka, don't waste your youthful energy. Today we see the youth wasting and squandering this energy they have. WhatsApp, internet, movie houses, video, chat rooms, you name it, lot of productive time is wasted. You know, they say IBM stands for efficiency. But in the case of many Muslims, IBM means inshallah, mashallah, bukra mashallah, inshallah. Of course, they have no intention of doing that. Say inshallah, God willing. Whereas inshallah means you are determined to do it, barring interference or Allah stopping you from doing that. Now, how we turn it around? Inshallah is an excuse to postpone that thing. And then bukra, When tomorrow comes, Bukhara, it's tomorrow. Come tomorrow. I remember going, while I was a student at Medina University, we have to go to the office to get an exit visa and then return visa. Because to leave the country, we need a visa. So you go to the office, and the man is sitting there watching the football game. He said, Ta'al Bukhara, come tomorrow. When you go tomorrow, then tomorrow comes in, you go there, Ta'al Bukhara. And this postpone, it takes some time, 2 weeks, to get that stamp and your passport, you are allowed to leave. You see how, inshallah, Bukhara, mashallah. But that is not the attitude Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us. Always struggle hard to accomplish meaningful goals. But if you work, expend the best of your efforts and you are stopped, say that was the will of Allah. I try my best. So change the course. Choose something else. Maybe Allah wants you not to pursue this. So He wants you to look your luck elsewhere. So if you find, apply, work hard for a career goal, and you do not succeed, don't fall prey to depression. Change the course. Maybe there is something better for you. And upgrade your studies and then your career. You will shine. You will work hard. Don't say, I wish if I had done this, it could have been done this way. It could have been this way. This kind of talk, self-talk, is coming from shaitan. And he wants to defeat you. Because you see, we have stories of successful people. How many times this man tried to invent the light bulb? Thousands of times. And this journalist goes to him and making fun of him. He said, gentlemen, I learned thousand ways of not inventing a light bulb. So channeled it positive. So take a lesson from your mistake and try something else. So, of course, this is how we need to look at life. Shukr and sabr, looking at the trials as opportunities, and also trying to do things consistently, develop these traits every single day so that it becomes second nature with us. By doing so, we come closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sharpen our moral and spiritual skills. And of course, that is the level of ihsan. This is excellence. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the best shakir of shakirin and the best of sabirin. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him with blessings. Allah gifted him with that victory in the battle of Badr. So that's an opportunity for him to express thanks, to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He comes back to Medina to hear the news that his daughter has died. So the same time Allah tested him with the opportunity to appreciate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and opportunity to test his patience. How Rasulullah directed our thoughts in times of grief. Of course, he was grieving when his son Ibrahim passed away. He said, Al-aynu tadma, eyes shed tears, wal qalbu yahzan, heart grieves. But wala naqulu illa ma yuridu rabbana. We don't express protest because inna lillahi ma ata wa lahu ma akhadha. Allah gave what belongs to him and took back what belongs to him. Everything has an appointed time with him. So channel this thoughts positively so that we can succeed in life. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Once again, we read that كفارة المجلس. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. Glory be and praise be to Allah. We bear witness there is no God but you. We ask forgiveness of you and return to you in repentance. Inshallah, we would like to see you, inshallah, next week by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will be the fourth session in this great series, Maqamat, stages on the journey to spiritual excellence, path of spirituality. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.